Save Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Oh, Matthew, that's so funny.
Oh, man. Well, don't go around telling people or I'll be pushed
now,
out of manager quicker than I can say. Patterson's. Well, you'd better not.
Oh, well, so, I'm not sure I've done anything that embarrassing.
What's the most embarrassing thing you've ever done, Megan?
Well, there are two occasions, actually.
Oh, come on. You must have done something.
No, that's not fair, because you've only told me one thing.
Right, well, let's hear them both, then.
Well, that's what you say.
I only had one to tell.
Well,
it's true.
You mustn't tell anyone either.
So, go on then. Tell me what happened. No, of course I won't. And anyway,
you
who would I tell apart from Uncle Nick? And I don't think he'd be interested in what you've been up to.
Okay. Well,
yes.
Oh gosh, you'd never guess who's just walked in.
So, what happened?
Michael Rosebery. Yes, and it looks like he's on his own.
No, who is it? Has he?
No, not yet. Shall I wave him over?
Do you think he's seen us? No, I'd leave it. If he sees us and wants to come over, that's fine.
Oh, okay,
but
so
he might not want to.
What was I saying?
And to be honest, I think I'd feel a bit awkward asking him.
Oh, yes. Well, before
you
I do that,
about to tell
I
me
do
about
want
those
to ask
embarrassing
you
moments
about staff.
You've had.
Oh, believe
nah,
me,
nah,
it
nah,
is.
Nah. Don't try and get out of it.
Do
come
I have
on.
To?
Can't be worse than mine, surely. Yes! No! Not if you don't really want to. I mean, I don't want to pressure you into saying anything. If you really don't want to tell me, that's fine.
Oh, hello, Tina. What can I do for you?
Well, if you must know, I'm looking for Megan.
Well, she's around somewhere.
Well, I've looked everywhere, and I can't find her.
Well, have you checked the staff room?
Yes! Why is that woman never around when you need her?
Have you tried Toys? She might be there.
Yes, I have, and she's not there.
Well, put her name over the tannoy.
If you remember, Matthew isn't keen on us using that.
Okay. Well, it might be an idea to go and see if she's with him then.
Yeah, I could do.
Why do you want her anyway?
Jim, why do you need to know everything?
I don't. For goodness sake, I was only asking.
Well, next time, don't. Oh, I wish that room was ready, and then we'd know where she would be hiding.
What room?
Oh, Jim, you know the room I mean.
I don't.
The quiet room.
Oh, that.
Yes, that room's for Megan.
What?
Yes. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have said. But I thought you knew she had problems.
Oh, whatever you do, be careful what you say to Tina today. She's in a dreadful mood.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's on the search for Megan. And by the end of the day, she'll have blood on her hands.
Jim, that's a bit extreme, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. I think Megan needs to be very wary of that woman.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because Tina's up to something.
Oh, she always is.
No, I think I should warn Megan that Tina wants to talk to her.
Do you? Well, I don't know where she is.
Well, I'm going to go and have a look for her.
Okay. But do you really think that's necessary?
Yeah, I do. Well, you've heard the rumour, haven't you?
What rumour?
Garden Isle Cafe, how can I help you? Yes, that will be fine. And what time? Yep, so that's a table for 6 at 2 o'clock today. Okay, and your name, please. Okay. Thank you, yep, bye. Mrs. Porter, she's booked a table for 6 at 2 o'clock. Yes, table 3 would have gone by then.
Damn, I meant to have put some more scones in
that.
The oven.
Ooh,
have you? When did you do that?
Ago?
So how did you know that Mrs.
I didn't.
Porter was coming? So you're telling me that you put more scones in the oven just in case?
Yes, I suppose I did.
Oh, I don't know what I'd do without you. No, 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 really. I think without you, the whole place would fall apart.
So you'll have to keep me on, even though I might have burnt the scones.
Oh, no. You better go and have a look at them.
Don't worry.
Go on.
I asked Millie to keep an eye on them.
Oh, good. Oh, now, talking of Millie, she needs to come in late tomorrow. So do you think we'll be able to manage without her?
But why is she coming in late?
Oh, she's got a doctor's appointment.
Oh, I see.
No, she's had hers.
So what's wrong with her then?
Well, I don't know. I didn't ask. Yes, I'd have thought if it was something serious, she would have told me.
I don't know about that. I think our Millie keeps things to herself too much.
Shh, Connie, she might hear you.
Anyway, how many are booked in for the morning?
Well, at the moment, we've got six.
Ah, now, talking about bookings, has Vince been working on the books?
Oh, blast, I forgot to ask him.
So what does he do
all day? Later.
I know you said he doesn't particularly like going for walks by himself.
No, but he doesn't like gardening, and he really enjoys it, which is good, because I certainly don't have
the
time to do it.
I've just bought a couple of deck chairs for my garden.
Really?
No, they've become
quite
popular now for using in the garden.
Oh, well, I'll have to look out for some. But I think Vince might have trouble getting in and out of them. But that won't stop me getting a couple. I'll tell Vince it's trendy to have them now. No, the one thing that Vince is definitely not, and that's trendy.
Ah, Tina, did you find her?
No.
Oh, well, can I help?
Hardly, unless you suddenly acquired a management role.
No, not as far as I'm aware. Well, I don't think I have in the last half hour.
Well, you can't then.
Well, Matthew's in his office. Go and see him.
No, I don't want to go and trouble Matthew with this.
Okay, I was only trying to help.
The assistant manager should be more accessible. She shouldn't be hiding somewhere so we can't find her.
Have you tried the main stock room?
Jim, that's the first place I looked.
Well, maybe she's gone out.
I thought we were supposed to be kept up to date on what's going on in this shop.
Tina, they're not going to tell us about every move they make.
I think if management go out all day, we should know about it.
Well, possibly if it's all day, yes. But this has only been half an hour.
No, it's been longer than that.
Well, if it's that important, go and see Matthew.
Jim, don't tell me what to do.
I'm not.
Well, it sounds to me as if you are.
Oh, well, don't go then.
Well, you must admit, it is annoying.
No, it isn't to me. I'm sure she'll appear soon. But if I was you, I'd go back to my till and do some work. She's bound to turn up sooner or later.
Jim, stop telling me what to do.
Oh, Jim, stop looking so grumpy. You look like me yesterday.
No, I'm all right. I just wish I hadn't talked to Tina today. She's such an unpleasant character.
Oh, go on. Tell me what she said now.
Well, not a lot, really. But she kept on and on and on about not being able to find Megan.
Oh, is that all?
Yes. But she really did make a big thing of it.
Oh, well, who cares what she thinks?
Well, I do. That woman is such a cow.
Jim, that's not like you.
Well, she really was moaning about it non-stop.
Oh, yeah, well, you said.
Yeah, but Penny, that woman has really got it in for Megan.
So did you find Megan and warn her that Tina wanted to talk to her?
No, but I did text her.
What, on the shop floor?
No, I went to the loo.
So where was she all that time?
Oh, she was in a meeting.
Oh, what, with Matthew?
No, some person from Darwood's.
Oh, so did you tell Tina that?
No, I'm not going to tell her. You do know that Matthew and Megan get on extremely well, don't you?
Yeah, so what?
Well, obviously, Tina won't be pleased about that.
Well, that's tough, isn't it?
And did you know that Matthew took Megan out for a drink last night?
I thought you were going to say something really exciting.
Well, Penny, that's not all.
OK. So what exciting gossip have you got to tell me, then?
Well, you know me. I don't gossip. But I did hear that later that evening, Megan sent Matthew a text.
OK.
Yeah, but she sent it to the wrong person.
Oh, did she?
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.